This is John Thrasher. You're listening to Morning Devotions for the next 30 minutes. I hope you will keep the dial set right where it is. And let's just worship the Lord together. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord also sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings, with two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him who cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. This was Isaiah's vision. He writes about it in the sixth chapter of his book. When on this occasion he sees the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the Shekinah glory of his presence fills the temple, he hears the angels calling one to the other, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And as Isaiah beholds the vision, he becomes keenly aware of his own nothingness and unworthiness, and he cries out, Woe is me, for I'm undone. You know what will cause men and women to cry out, Lord, I need you. I am unworthy. I am unclean, undone. It isn't our great preaching, it isn't our fine programs, it isn't the beautiful choir singing in our fine buildings. It is when they see Jesus lifted up in his glory and his holiness, when they catch a glimpse of him. Now, it may be through the sermon, and it may be in the song the choir does sing, and it may be in the beautiful worship service experience where they see the Lord. But I'm afraid in a lot of our preaching, a lot of our singing, a lot of our programs, the Lord is not present. And so with all of the talent and all the gifts, it makes no impact because the Lord is not present. I suppose it is very possible, in fact, I know it is, for any of us to go through the motions of religion, the motions of worship, and for the Lord not to be there. That's sad, isn't it? I'm afraid it happens so often, even as you read in the book of Amos. God said through his prophet, "Take away from me the noise of your songs." He says, I can't stand it. And these were on the holy days, on the days when the people brought their sacrifices to worship Jehovah, and they came with their songs and sacrifices. But God says, I can't stand to hear them. It's just a lot of noise to me, because their lips would worship God, but their hearts were far from him. They went through the motions of worship and religion, but their hearts weren't in it. Therefore, all their songs were nothing more than just a bunch of noise. That's what happens to us too. When we pray our pious prayers and we sing our pretty songs and preach our fancy sermons, unless our hearts are right with God, it's just a lot of noise, a lot of hot air, a lot of emptiness. But when Jesus is present and he says, "And I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me," then through that song and through that sermon and through that testimony, men and women will be brought to the place where they will cry out, "Woe is me, for I am undone. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Oh, I sincerely trust that you can see Jesus this morning. I sincerely hope that I can so lift up Christ in his beauty, in his holiness, in his loveliness, that you will see Jesus here during this time of morning devotions, a time at daybreak set especially apart to think on him who is so dear to our hearts, singing and praying, communing as friend to friend, waiting patiently on him our needs to attend, while sharing with hundreds God's grace from above, we worship and praise him and learn more of his love. And when we hear the angel saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory," and we see him lifted up, that's when our hearts will cry out, "God, I need you. Forgive me for the worldliness of my own heart, the lukewarmness of my soul, and draw me close to yourself."
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, holy, holy,
Don't you love the book of Psalms? The Psalms of David and the others, because David is not the only one who wrote the Psalms. Moses wrote some of them, and some of the other writers. But David, it is attributed, I think, about 74 or so of the Psalms to him. This was the ancient hymnal of Israel. That was their songbook. Just like you have a songbook in your church that you use to sing the hymns, well, the book of Psalms, the Psalter, was the ancient hymnal of Israel. And in this hymnal, you can find songs for every occasion in human experience. When you're happy, you can find a psalm that expresses your joy. When you're sad, you can find a psalm that expresses the sorrow and the sadness of your heart. For every mood, you can find a psalm. So in times of sin and failure, turn to Psalm 51, where David said, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." And at other times, when you are totally overwhelmed, and it seems that the floods have come over your soul, and you're sinking beneath the pitiless waves, read Psalm 69. "Save me, O God, for the waters are coming unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I'm come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. Hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily." Or maybe Psalm 61. "For the men of God said, Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy." And then in other times, when your heart is rejoicing and you know you have gotten the victory, turn to Psalms like number 98. "O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together." And as you read it, it gives expression to that time in your life when you are rejoicing, you have the victory. And you can put it into words by reading words like Psalm 98. In other times, when you're passing through death's dark valley, turn to Psalm 23, a favorite of everybody's. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." In an hour of loneliness, turn to Psalm 102. "I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am like a sparrow alone upon the housetop." Or in times of singing, when you want to sing, Psalm 40, "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God." So you see, for every mood, every situation, times of joy and unspeakable happiness and rejoicing, or times of shadow and gloom, when the soul is dismal and you're walking through the dark valley, there's a psalm to meet that need, to speak the very expression of that experience that you're passing through. You see, God is acquainted with all our ups and downs. Didn't David say, In Psalm 139, O Lord, you know all about me. You know my risings up and my sitting down. You know my every thought, and there's not a word in my tongue but what you know it all together. So God knows how you feel. He knows what you're passing through right now. Your best friend may not know. Your best friend may not even understand. But one of the messages that comes to us loud and clear in the Scripture is the fact that God cares and God understands. He knows and he understands. And we can have the victory in Jesus. And let our faith reach out to God. Even when the going is rough, which it often is, nobody has an easy time of it that I know of. Some have learned how to stay afloat. Some have learned how not to give in to the pressures and the disappointments, but to keep their eyes upon Jesus, their faith in God. Others who have not learned that fall apart and go to pieces. But the secrets are not just reserved for a few. They can be yours too. Except the Bible lets us know that the Lord reveals his secrets to those who fear him and love him. And when you fear God, and that doesn't mean to be scared of him, it means to reverently adore him and serve him. It speaks of reverence. When you fear God and you love him, then you become a candidate to learn the secrets of the Most High. The Lord will teach you these secrets, how to stay afloat when everyone else is sinking. How to be firm and your feet established when others are falling apart and going to pieces. Psalm 46, the man of God says, I'm not going to be scared. I'm not going to be afraid. Even when this world trembles and shakes and the mountains are carried into the midst of the sea, I'm not going to be afraid. For God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in trouble. So you see, when you put your trust in God and your faith in him, then everything around can be shaken and fall apart and go to pieces. But you won't, because you have built your house upon a solid foundation. These aren't empty words. This isn't something imaginative or far-fetched. This is God's words. Jesus himself said, if any man will listen to my words and do them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And when the winds came, the winds blew, the floods came, the rain fell, it descended, the house stood firm because it was built upon a rock. It was founded upon the rock. But the foolish man who did not do what the Lord said was like a man who built his house upon the sand, and when the floods and wind and rain came, it was no match for it, but it fell, and great was the fall thereof. But you don't have to fall. Life situations can be tough and severe. The disappointment's great. The sorrow can be more than just breaking the heart. But it won't have to destroy you if you put your faith in God. And you can find the victory in God because of your faith in him. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Do you believe that?
Oh,
Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. David said, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Isn't something how that it may be darkness in your life, but as far as God is concerned, the darkness and the light are just alike. He can see you as well in the darkness as he can in the light. Now, we can't see. Job said one time, I looked before me and God wasn't there. I looked behind me. I couldn't see him. I looked to the right hand and to the left. I couldn't perceive him. But in faith, he says, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. We can't see in the dark, but God can. And the darkness is just as clear as the light. Here's a nice little song that says just that. The darkness is as the light unto him. He can see and he never slumbers, never sleeps. Listen to the lyrics. I think it'll be a blessing to you. The darkness is as the light unto God. He sees you.
Even the darkness is light to him. The night is as bright as the day. So you are safe though the light grows dim, for even the darkness is light to him. The Father above does not slumber or sleep, he wakefully watches our ways. Then there's no reason for you to weep, for the Father above neither slumbers nor sleeps. So dry your eyes of angel blue and trust the one who died for you. Would not Jesus safely keep the little ones he loves asleep? Even the darkness is light to him. The night is as bright as day. So you are safe though the light grows dim, for even the darkness is light to him. So dry your eyes of angel blue and trust the one who died for you. Would not Jesus safely keep the ones he loves asleep? Even the darkness is light to him. The night is as bright as the day. So you are safe though the light grows dim. For even the darkness is light to him. Even the darkness is light.
By his word he made the heavens, the earth, and sea. He spread the canvas and painted the sunset for me. With his voice he stilled the waters and bade the winds depart. But oh, the wonder of wonders, he can mend a broken heart. On the clouds he walks in splendor and majesty. He rides upon the wings of the winds and spans infinity. With his eye he sees the sparrow and scans eternity. But oh, the wonder of wonders, he cares for even me. By his power he rules the heavens, the galaxies, the stars and all their constellations, their destinies. By his hand I was created and given life divine. But oh, the wonder of wonders, he can mend this heart of mine. He's the mender of broken hearts and broken dreams, broken men adrift on life's dark streams. To the wounded in spirit, new strength he imparts. This mender, of broken hearts. Dear friend, do you know him? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? I'm not asking you, are you a church member? Are you religious? Because there are a lot of church members and a lot of religious people who don't know the Lord. It is spoken of even the children of Israel. God said, for 40 years they saw my works, but they were not acquainted with my ways. They didn't know me. For 40 years they were religious people, but they didn't know God. How easy it is for us to go to church and sing our songs and pray our prayers, and yet never really come to know Christ the Savior, the Lord. Have you asked his forgiveness of your sins? Have you opened your heart and invited Christ the Savior to come in? If you haven't, do it right now, wherever you are, driving along in your automobile on your way to work, or sitting there at your kitchen table. Just open your heart and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, I pray. Make yourself real to me. Pray that prayer right now. He'll do it.
If you are tired of the load of your sin, let Jesus come into your heart. If you desire a new life to begin, let Jesus come into your heart. Just now your doubtings give o'er. Just now reject him no more. Join the glad song of the blessed. Let Jesus come into your heart. If you would enter the mansions of rest, let Jesus come into your heart.
And what a message that is. If you hear the Lord knocking at your heart's door, open the door right now and invite him to come in. This is John Thrasher. I've enjoyed being with you as we've shared together in devotions. Have a good day. And may God bless you abundantly. Walk close to him. Love him with all your heart.